Some weeds to be looking out for. We're visiting today with Mark Renz, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Mark, we got some weeds to be looking out for. What are they?
Today I want to talk about some of the weeds that we're seeing on our roadsides. In particular, it's been another really good year for wild parsnip. This is the plant that's getting anywhere from 2 to 5 feet tall, yellow flat top flowers that's flowering right now along many of our roadsides in Wisconsin. This is a real big problem because if you can get the sap on your skin and that skin's exposed to sunlight, you can get a really bad burn that often is described as similar to battery acid. So it's one to really be on the lookout for.
Can wild parsnip end up in livestock feed?
Surprisingly, it can end up in livestock feed. It has been implicated as being poisonous to livestock, but it actually is a much more complicated and nuanced story. It often has to do with the skin color of those animals. If they're light skin color, they can get a similar reaction to what we get. If they're dark skin, they tend to actually actively look for it and graze it and have no impact at all. So it's one of those that really depends on the animal. In general, what we recommend is never feed more than 20% forage that consists of this wild parsnip.
Mark, what other plant should we be looking out for this summer yet?
Well, I think the other one that we've had a lot of reports on to keep your lookout for is what's called giant hogweed. This is a plant in the carrot family, like wild parsnip we talked about, but it just gets massive and has these very tall, white, flat-topped inflorescences. But this plant will be 10, 15 feet tall and have stalks that are around as round as your wrist. So very, very large. And it even causes even worse burns than we do see with wild parsnip. We just recently confirmed a new population in Sheboygan County, and a lot of other potential cases have recently come in.
Mark, let me ask a little bit about that. How widespread are these weeds?
So the giant hogweed is very isolated. It looks like it's being spread through people doing purposely planting it in urban cultures. What we tend to do is get a lot of false reports on look-alike species like cow parsnip as well as angelica. These can easily be differentiated by looking at the size of the plant and looking at the leaf structure. We just recommend you contact your local county agent to get some of the specific information to make sure you've identified it correctly.
What are some of the control measures for these weeds?
Well, like anything else, there's a wide range of control measures. It often depends upon the environment that you're working in. A lot of mowing can be effective. We need to be careful that we limit our exposure, so often mowing isn't a good option. Another option that we can rely on is use of herbicides, and use at the correct timing, they can be really effective.
Mark, where should people go for more information?
We have a plethora of information that's available and fact sheets on wild parsnip. Probably the easiest thing to do is just to get on your computer and do the local search engine of UW Weed Science. You can also go to your county extension agent, and they can get you in touch with some of the latest and greatest information.
We've been visiting with Mark Renz, Department of Agronomy, University of Wisconsin Extension, Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.